I called it the year from hell. I was 26 years old and I was at the end of my rope of brokenness. I had dated somebody who physically assaulted me, who tore me down mentally and said he was this man of God. He even told me that he was a double-minded man. And in my brokenness, I couldn't hear it and I didn't want to see it. So there I was fighting for somebody to love me. And in the end, he left me. And I remember thinking, this was all my fault. Like, I made these choices. So I want to ask you if you've ever thought that you've messed up, that you've made choices, that some that weren't even your fault, but that you're taking the blame and you think to yourself, I've messed up too much for God to want me. Or maybe you've been running for so long that you can't even see your way back. So if that's you, this episode is your reminder that if I wasn't too far gone, then you are not too far gone for God to find you. I spent the rest of that year trying to figure out who I was. I was chasing guy after guy and just feeling lost. That person that had physically assaulted me was kind of that last straw, broken me down of who I was, this disappointing of God because I had claimed purity with myself and the Lord and I had broken that promise. And so as you can imagine, I had just felt, too far gone. Like, God, I've made these choices. I've done these things. And could anybody love me? Like, could God really love me? And then I started to come out of it a little bit. And as I came out of it, what that looked like was, since I had hit this rock bottom place in my life, and it was the year I met my husband, actually, I had to start realizing who and what I was believing about myself. I kept pushing, I kept going, and I was just, again, this was another level of kind of survival for me, but it was a really big place of identity for me. It would kind of be this jumping start to the next 12 years of my life of building a new foundation of who I was. But I realized that even in that, even in my year from hell when I was 26, that God was still in it pursuing me. He still wanted good. And maybe you need to hear that. Maybe you need to hear that God still wants good for you. Like, he cannot be anything but good to us. Now, you might be thinking, Jess, you don't know what I've done, what I've been through, what I've gone through. Like, why would God still be good to me? Because he's good. There is no sin in him. There is no evil in him. Inherently, in pureness, he is good to you. You don't have to believe that. You don't have to feel it, but that doesn't make it a lie. I always love the stories in scripture, you know, of the lost sheep, the prodigal son. I love the moments where God, and in the gospels, it talks about the secret places. It reminds me that, like, when I'm going to the bathroom, in the shower, when nobody's around, that the Lord is in the secret place, that he's with me in the secret place, and that God runs toward his children. He doesn't run away. He's not waiting in the corner for you to get yourself together. He's not waiting for you to even pick yourself up. He's waiting for the invitation to be invited in, into your heart, into your pain. But sometimes it just gets blurry. Like, why would he go? Why would he leave the 99 to find me? Why would he want to give me the best, if we're even talking about the prodigal son, when I've taken all this that he's given me? We just become fearful because we inherently believe that we don't deserve good, mainly because of our pain. But when God says it, he's telling us that I am calling you good and you have worth and value because I say that you do. And oftentimes the reason why we feel too far gone is, especially when I'm working with my one-on-one clients, is it's typically past focus. It's a lot of things like my own story where I felt like I had just made so many mistakes. And even in the present where you do something and then you instantly think that the next bad thing that happens was God punishing you, right? But most of the time when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, which by the way, I'm still accepting clients, you can head to the show notes and go ahead and fill out the consult form where we will talk for about 20 minutes to come up with a personalized plan for you. But when I'm working with my clients, it's really, they're so focused on the past and everything that they did. They logically know that God loves them, but they cannot really believe it fully in their heart and in their body. They say things like, if only people knew the mistakes that I made. And I always like to meet my one-on-one coaching clients just with this idea that like, your sin doesn't scare me. If you've done something, I have probably done it as well. Like, it doesn't scare me. And if it doesn't scare me, your sin does not scare God. It doesn't push him away. It's why he sent his son Jesus to take it from you. But what I realized in working with my clients is that they feel so much shame from the mistakes and they decide to give themselves their own punishment. Now, why is it that I can help them walk through this? Because my hand is raised. I have felt this, I am so bad. Like, what is wrong with me? What is it? Even recently in my life, I feel like I'm going through this time of learning joy again and learning to be safe in my body and this nervous system healing, like really deep with nervous system healing. And I just kind of feel like I'm the one always going through something. And I have this belief in the shame kind of around like, I'm always going through something and everybody else just has it together. It's a lie that I'm constantly working to overcome. And so the reason why I can help my clients through this is because I have personally seen victory in my life over the shame, but also just realizing that so many of my choices, I have believed that I deserved my own punishment. Another reason why we can feel too far gone is if like people have left you or abandoned you, you think, if these people left me, I'm not even worthy of being loved. I just must be too far gone to even be loved. And feeling too far gone is often when pain is the only thing speaking because it convinces us that nobody cares, right? If I go back to my year from hell, I was alone. I mean, I wasn't taught proper relationships. I only knew kind of abuse, you know, fighting and things like that. So I had to learn myself how to look at myself differently, how to be in a relationship. Like, so much I had to learn to teach myself. And so it's easy. It could have been easy for me to stay in that pain of like, nobody cares. So why am I bothering? But that's where the Lord comes in. And you have to ask yourself, like, do you believe that God really likes you? Because when we experience deep shame, the nervous system can go into this isolation mode. And this is where we learn to hide, to protect ourselves. And we do this even from God. And so I'm here to tell you, you're not too far gone. I truly believe that sometimes you're only a belief away from realizing that you're not too far gone. An exercise that I often do with my one-on-one coaching clients. And again, I am accepting new clients right now. You can head to the show notes, click on the link, book a consultation with me, and we will come up with a personalized plan together and where I get to really hear your story and see how we can grow and how you can heal and not feel stuck anymore. But something that I do with my one-on-one coaching clients is have them write down their strongest beliefs that they currently have. And then I help them walk through whether it's their true belief about themselves or if it's somebody else's belief that they have been believing about themselves. So what I mean by that is so often it's their mom, it's their dad, it's their sister, it's an ex-husband, it's somebody that has been speaking these negative things like you're too far gone and you're not loved and, you know, God's mad at you or God's punishing you or you're not in alignment with God because you're not doing like these harsh truths that you continue to hear over time. And so I challenge them of like, but is that what you think about yourself? Or is that what something that you've heard? Is that what somebody that's told you that you are reliving those beliefs? So I truly do believe that sometimes we can just be a belief, a thought away from realizing you're not too far gone. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Even there, your hand will guide me. Romans 8, 38 through 39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You can hide all you want, you can run all you want, and you can fall all you want, but God really does reach down into the lowest places where David talks about, even in the valley of the shadow of death, your rod and your staff comfort me. It doesn't matter if it's the valley or the mountaintop. There is this place where you are not too far gone. So let me ask you, who or what told you that you were too far gone? I want you to think about this. Where in your life have you believed that lie? And most importantly, what would it feel like to stop running and let God find you there? Because I am sure that you are exhausted. You are exhausted of trying to fix yourself, trying to get yourself together, trying to prove to God that you are worthy of his love, and you're just exhausted. So let me just pray this over you. God, I've believed you couldn't find me here, but you always do. I'm tired of hiding. Help me let you in. It has to be invited. And I know that you probably just want to say, God, take this away. But we have to give it to him. We have to give him our beliefs so he can replace it with truth. There are things that we have to also do on our part, which is why this is a relationship with him. So again, who or what told you that you were too far gone? And what would it feel like to stop running and let God meet you where you are? God doesn't walk away from his kids, his children, his heirs. He doesn't lose them. You're not too far gone. You are extremely loved, and his pursuit is proof of his character, not of your worthiness. And so if you are feeling too far gone, or you're just like, I need help figuring this out, again, head to the show notes. I am accepting one-on-one clients right now. Or if you are somebody that maybe is in a different spot and want to do something more self-paced, I also have a self-paced course called Untangle Your Thoughts, where you can go through a process of learning to renew your mind and to heal from the pain that you live in. You are not too far gone for God to find you. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.